I want to read from the 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah this morning. Praise God. Beginning with verse 1. I had a dream, and I dreamed I was preaching, and all of a sudden, I tell you, the glory of God just fell, and I begin to spell the word victory. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. And the people of God just got to repeat that with me. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. And I could just hear them. Glory be to God. And I tell you, I went to the church and I said, folks, it won't be long before I'll be preaching on victory. Hallelujah. And I want to preach it to you this morning. Victory. Amen. I believe that God wants us as the church to have victory. He didn't save us to be defeated. He didn't call us to be defeated. And a lot of times it may look like we are defeated, but we are victorious. Just the same. Amen. I want you to look at this with me just for a while this morning. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. And he hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hear this, that where our faith is from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief. And when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, and he shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquity. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And he hath numbered, he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. This 12th verse is the note of victory. I want you to notice. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he had poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Victory. Because Jesus was victorious, we become victorious. Amen. It's not us, really, but it's him. We couldn't do it without him. Amen. And because of our salvation this morning, And because God has given us this wonderful place, He said He would divide the spoil with the strong. Amen. Paul encouraged the people of God, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. We, as God's people, are strong if we are obedient to Him. Amen. God, disobedient. This Levite that was disobedient, Brother Gallagher, he became weak. Amen. He wasn't strong. He became disobedient. Amen. I'm thankful this morning. Thank God to be counted among the strong. And I don't say that in boasting, but it's only in the Lord that we're victorious. Thank God. When you begin to think about an army moving in and defeating an army, amen, they begin to ransack and they begin to take the spoils from that defeated army. Many times that army went away rich because they were victorious. Amen. Jewels, gold, silver, raiment. Better than the thrift stores, brother. Glory be to God. Went home triumphant. Went home victorious. Hallelujah to Jesus. I want you to know that the devil didn't have to run Jesus down to try him out, to see if this last Adam would stand for God. Amen. I don't believe Jesus was running from him. But brother, I feel like it was just the opposite. The Lord was looking for him. Glory to God, to take back what was lost in the Garden of Eden. Glory be to Jesus. You know, for years and years and years, I thought that the devil just was looking for Jesus to try him out. But the Bible said that he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness. Brother Gallagher, Jesus was looking for the devil. And I want you to know, after 40 days of being tempted of the devil, thank God the Bible tells us that Satan began to try to do what he could to see whether this last Adam, amen, would stand. And I thank God for that last Adam. Because when the Bible says the last Adam, there wouldn't be any more Adams. Glory be to Jesus. He was the one and only. He was the victorious. Amen. There was no second Adam. It was the last Adam. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. In the fourth chapter, I believe it's the fourth chapter of the book of St. Luke. I want you to turn there with me just for a little bit. The fourth chapter of the book of Luke. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us there that being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God forever. Amen. I tell you, Jesus knocked him a flip with the word of God. Amen. Somebody says, oh, brother, didn't you feel like the devil was nervous? He was as nervous as anybody ever could be. I never had seen the devil like this until I saw it. Amen, brother. He was trembling from head to toe. He'd like anything else to have happened but this. Having to face the Son of God in the way that he was facing. And every trial and every test that Jesus overcome, it made the devil more nervous. And at the end of the third, the Bible said, and the devil leaveth him for a season. Listen, friend, Jesus was victor in the wilderness. The devil took him and showed him the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said, all this power I'll give you, and the glory of them. For what is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Woo! Glory be to Jesus. Oh, I feel something this morning. And you know the reason that I feel it is because my Savior was victor over the devil. Don't you ever think that you can take him on by yourself? Don't you ever think that you can defeat the enemy by yourself? You've got to have the help of the victor. You've got to have the help of the one, thank God, that overcome the devil. He was our substitute. He was the one that took our place. Brother, I tell you, he bore our sicknesses. He bore our transgressions. He bore our iniquities. If you please, he was our scapegoat to carry our sins away. And that's the reason that we are victorious. Have you ever wondered sometimes when you came through something and you were victorious and you were standing on this side of your trial and your test and you look back and you wondered how in the world I came through that? Amen. I'll tell you how you came through it. You came through it by the grace of God and because Jesus was victor over the devil. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. The devil says, Satan says, will you come on and go to Jerusalem with me? Amen. Will you come on and go to Jerusalem with me? Yeah, I'll go with you. Put him on the pinnacle of the temple. And so now he's been quoting scripture. I'm going to quote you one. He said, over there in the book of Psalms, he said, you could cast yourself down. He said, the angels would bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Jesus knew that he didn't quote all of that scripture. He left out the clause, and he shall keep thee in all of thy ways. And the Jesus of Nazareth, the one that came to be our Savior and our healer, thank God, he said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. All of us know what would have happened to Jesus if he had jumped off of the pinnacle of that temple. All of us knew just what would happen to us if we jump off of a high place. But I want you to know that Jesus knew the scripture and knew the word of God. And we should not, as children of God, tempt the Lord thy God. Amen. Glory. You can't get in the middle of a railroad track and feel like God's going to take care of you and stop the train. Amen. Amen. I believe in getting in a storm cellar if the one's close by and you see a tornado coming. I believe the Lord gives you enough sense to get in a hole. You can't stand up there and say, well, that storm won't bother me. Brother, get out of my way. I'm going to go to the cellar. Glory. I believe the Lord wants us to have good common sense. Amen. Victor. He was victor. Not only was he victor over the devil, but he was victor over sickness, over disease. He was victor over death. Amen. Jesus Christ was the victor over every circumstance and over every trial that he faced. Hallelujah. I want you to stay with me just a little while longer. We're in a battle. We know that. I've already heard Brother Gallagher say some things about the battle. We're in it. And I'm glad thus far, Brother Gallagher, this 39 years, I believe this morning, I love holiness. Amen. The battle may come a little faster and a little more frequent now than they used to, But brother, I've never been more encouraged to hold on. Thank God to this that God has given us. I don't mean that in a more holier than thou spirit. I don't mean that I have done so good all of these years. But I want to give glory and praise and honor to the Lord. Amen. That we're still trying to hold up a standard for God. Amen. We're in the battle. Just like the old timers battled and fought. We're fighting a different kind of a battle today. Although probably a lot of us don't know it. But we're fighting something that we don't hardly realize what we're fighting against. But I want you to know I still believe in the real, genuine power of God. Amen. Now, I never have been to but just one of those charismatic churches. But I could tell right away they had a move and they had a motion. But it wasn't nothing like the power of God that falls in the Pentecostal meetings. Here, there's a difference. I said there is a difference. Oh, blessed be the Lord. Oh, God. Glory be to Jesus. Amen. They tell me that it never happens in those services like it does in our Pentecostal services. I've seen the power of God move in the service until it was like an explosion. Suddenly, it wasn't no rocking or just an old willing motion. Amen. But brother, suddenly it came from heaven like a bombshell that burst in our midst. Saints of God, you could see it move from one part of the building to the other, from the front to back, and from back to front. You knew that it was something to it. Glory be to Jesus. Now come on and let's all talk in tongues. That's strange. That's wildfire. Y'all come on, let's dance a while now. Everybody dance. Give us some good music. Let's everybody dance. That's what I come into. Brother, I come into it. Thank God when you were quickened by the power of God. And you danced in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Already it's taking place. I said this long time ago. There's either one or two things going to happen. The flesh is going to eat the charismatic church up, or Jesus is going to come before they fizzle out. Just like the school of the prophets, and just like the Rattlerane bunch, the charismatic is going to fizzle out. Listen, friend, give me the old-fashioned victory. Thank God that falls in the midst of God's people and let it be real. I'm going to tell you just exactly the way I feel about it. If we have 20 dry services, I don't want nothing that's counterfeit. I told our church, I said, let's wait for the genuine Spirit of God. We don't want no put on. We don't want no make believe. But we want the real victory of God. I'm going to tell you something that might sound strange. We may not have nothing, no move of God, just preaching. Testimony service. No visible move. And the preacher preached. What God preaches him. That's what I call victory. Oh, but Brother Ben, nobody shouted. Nobody moved. No visible move of the Spirit of God. Did you know the air and the wind is here? It's here in this room this morning. It's not moving at 100 miles an hour, but it's moving. If it wasn't moving, it would soon become stagnated. And we'd all suffocate. But thank God it's here this morning. I said it's here this morning. The
to know sometimes the wind blows at 100 miles an hour. And when it does, and when the Spirit of God does, there is victory in the house of God. I'd rather have the real thing than to have the counterfeit. Amen. I know we've been accused of working it up, but that's not so. I usually sit on the front pew of our church. When we're having service, nothing might not be moving. Maybe singing going on. And all of a sudden, you can just see it. It's like a wave of sea. It'll just move. Hallelujah. No fast music, nothing. But you just feel the wave. The glory of God. And when I feel it, I say, this is what I've been waiting on. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Oh, glory to God forever. I know y'all won't believe it. A lot of them haven't believed it. But we've been in revival for over 16 years at Fairland. That's not saying that we hadn't had battles, but the Lord has given us victory every time. Hallelujah! Glory be to Jesus! Hallelujah! And Sister Shaw always tries to speak to her and says that don't say too much about Fairland. Well, that's where I'm at, and I don't know about nothing else. We've been in revival for 16 years. Wednesday night, Saturday night, Sunday and Sunday night almost seems like revival. Camp meeting. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of preachers feel like if you hold up a standard, people won't come. They won't come to the house of God. But I found it just the opposite. I said I found it just the opposite. There's a lot of people hungry for this old-time religion. There's a lot of people who want the real, genuine power in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. We've got a hold of dopeies, drugs, people that didn't know a thing about Pentecost, didn't know a thing about holiness. Hallelujah. But when they come into the church, there was a lot of good examples sitting around. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. This may sound strange to you, but I hardly ever preach against short hair, indecent dress, television, and such like as that. Do it, Sister Shaw. But I want you to know when I do, there's no mistaking on how I believe. They know what I believe when I get through preaching on it. Hallelujah. Oh, victory. 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 And it's all because of the Lord. Hallelujah.